Mark Albertson, Director of Strategic Market Development.
So, Mark, recently Illinois Soybean hosted Chinese visitors, also Brazil and Argentinian. Given all the trade issues that are going on right now and how important international trade is to soybeans and what we're seeing with these trade rifts and trade wars, what were some of the things that were, you know, that you can tell and share with other growers about what the Chinese maybe are still saying or what the Argentinians and the Brazilians are saying about U.S. soybeans?
Yeah, well, clearly, just the fact that we have Chinese trade teams coming, that shows their dedication and their willingness to buy U.S. soybeans. However, they have no plans to buy our beans unless the tariff goes away. So that was something that came through loud and clear. I mean, clearly, an extra 25% duty on top of the regular price is going to be cost prohibitive. But we're all very hopeful that the tariff will go away, and I think that's why the Chinese were here to visit with us.
Did they express that hope as well?
Yes, absolutely. You know, they know that we have a consistent supply of soybeans. Right now, Argentina has had a very bad drought, and we've actually been sending soybeans down to Argentina, and Argentina is the third largest producer of soy in the U.S. So I think the Chinese realize that if they put all their eggs in one basket, that's pretty risky on their part. So they would love to continue buying U.S. soybeans, but they can't do that with the tariff.
All right. And what about your South American visitors? What was that all about?
Yeah, well, from time to time, the Illinois Soybean Association goes down to Argentina. We also go down to Brazil. And so we've had some of those same groups that we meet with come up here, and we've gotten to know some of them over the years, and so it's pretty cordial, to be honest, and the tariff isn't really a laughing matter, but it was kind of funny how the Brazilians were thanking us for the tariff, and they know that it's going to result in more bushels for them, and it was kind of awkward with the Argentina folks, because we usually thank them for having bad government policies, which required them to pay export tariffs on their soybeans. And the farmers are in Argentina are very disadvantaged because of that. And now the shoe is kind of on the other foot. So there was a little bit of joking about that, how usually we're the ones that thank the Argentinians for having bad government policies that result and them not being competitive. And in this case, the shoe's on the other foot. So we do have a good relationship with our competitors. It may seem strange to some folks, but we learn from each other. We learn just as much from them as they learn from us. And in this recent situation with the drought in Argentina, it shows that we actually do need to work together so that we keep our customers using soy. It's much better that they use soy than inferior proteins and oils, such as maybe synthetic amino acids or palm oil or something like that.
I heard some comments this morning from USDA's World Outlook Board Chairman Seth Meyer on how the golden opportunity for both Argentina and Brazil for more bean sales to China has not materialized. And he said that that export tax that was going away from the Argentinian government is actually has been put back in place now. And I was wondering if you'd heard anything about that. And then he cited the Brazilian disruptions from that country's trucker strike is also causing some troubles there.
Yeah, so there have been some discussions on all of those topics. And, you know, the thing about Argentina is they typically have big taxes on their exports of whole soybeans and not quite so much on the processed soy, the protein and the oil, or the meal and the oil. And so that's why Argentina doesn't generally export much soy to China, because China insists on buying whole beans and the export taxes aren't set up that way. So there were some slight changes to the export taxes in Argentina. When I saw them, I guess it came out like a week ago. It just happened to be the same day that we had the Argentina team in our office. And from what I saw, it looks like the Argentina folks will be a little more competitive in exporting whole beans and not just the meal and oil. So that will be interesting to see how that plays out with China, because as I recall, their export taxes on whole beans were coming down slightly. And so that might allow them to export whole beans to China. We're watching really closely to see if China will start buying meal, because they typically don't buy meal, they only buy whole beans. And if they start buying meal, that could be a game changer. Number one, they could buy more soy from Argentina. And number two, technically the tariff doesn't apply to U.S. meal, it only applies to whole beans. And if China is willing to buy meal, that could be a pretty significant thing. When it comes to the trucking situation in Brazil, that has just been terrible for them. It's already difficult to get beans out of the growing regions in Brazil to the ports. And they had a terrible trucking strike over the summer. That was finally resolved, but what happened, the way they were able to resolve that is they put in a minimum price on the trucking fees. And so farmers are finding they have to pay more for trucking than they did before, and that's going directly against their bottom line. Luckily, they're seeing an increase in their basis levels in Brazil because of the tariffs, and that's offsetting some of those higher trucking costs.
In terms of Illinois, such a big producer of U.S. soybeans and another good crop on the horizon, in terms of finding other markets in lieu of these difficulties right now with China and the unknowns with NAFTA, where are you looking and where have you found and what are you hoping for, Mark? How about that? Best case scenario.
Well, the best case scenario is not really that great, to be honest. But we've looked at the list of where Brazil typically exports their soybeans. And so China, of course, is number one, but I think Spain is number two. Thailand is pretty high on the list. So those other countries that Brazil typically exports to, they're definitely on our target list. We're trying to do more outreach to buyers in those areas. But even if we were able to capture every single Brazilian customer that's not China, we're still going to have a lot of soybeans left over. And there's just no way to replace the Chinese market. We're also watching very carefully how many vessels of soybeans China is buying with the tariff. And since the tariff has been in place since July 6th, China has bought 5 ocean-going vessels with U.S. soybeans. That may sound like a lot, but in a typical week, China will buy 10 vessels of U.S. soybeans. So we'll see if that changes after harvest here. We're hoping it does. Our best case scenario, since you brought that up, would be for China to continue buying our soybeans even with the tariff. Like I said earlier, Argentina is very low on soybeans. They've been buying from the U.S. There have been 2 or 3 shipments to Argentina. And so we're very hopeful that China will continue to buy at least some of our beans with the tariff in place.